Okay, today's daf of Baba Basra, daf Ayin Hey, 75, daf Ayin Hey, and we are Amar Rabbi Yehuda Marav. Today is another day of Agarata until the end of the daf when we get back to Baba Basra. Back to Amokhar Zasfina, back to selling ships, but discussions about Kinyanim. Okay, but first, today's daf almost entirely is about, is Agarata related. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Marav, first words on the line, we have been talking about the Livyasan. The Livyasan were created male and female, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to keep it, didn't want it to destroy the world, so he killed one, and he made one unable to have children. We went through all of the discussion yesterday. So now we continue. Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rav, when Hashem wanted to create the world, he said to the Tsar of the Yam, Psach picha ubala kol mimot shebolam, open your mouth and swallow up all of the waters of the earth, right? Because the kavua mayim, you have the water originally covered the whole earth, and now HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, swallow it, meaning uncover some of the land. Amar lefanav rebono shel olam, daish emor bishali. You want me to swallow up all the waters? I'm working on swallowing up the waters near me, bishali, my own waters. And now you want me to do everything? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu got upset. Obviously, there's something deeper here. Miad bought bavaharago. HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed the Tsar shel Yam. Shneamar b'kocho raga hayam ubisfunaso machatz rahav. With his tfuna, he hit Rahav. Amar b'yitzchak shvamina Tsar shel Yam Rahav shemo. Rahav is the name of the Tsar of the Yam. The omalei mayim mechasenoto, and had waters, actually, without the water covering the body, or quote, like not the physical body, but the where the Tsar shel Yam was, Ein kol bir yachol lamod bereicho, its stench was so bad, nobody would be able to stand it. Shedemar lo yariyu v'lo yashchisu b'chol har kachi, v'chulu kamayim liyam achasim. Like water that covers water. So what do you mean water that covers water? Water is water. How does water cover water? Al tikri liyam achasim, elo l'sar shel yam achasim. But to the Tsar of the Yam. Period. If you look in the Ramban, in Parshas Achremos, and so the Ramban talks about that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with a lot of sarim. There's the sar of every nation, the sar of Esav, the sar of Yishmael, the sar of every nation has a sar. Says the Ramban, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on top of the sarim, obviously, and they report back to him about every nation. Meaning, it doesn't have to be a real being, but it's just that symbolizes indirect hashgacha. That every country, every land, every nation in the world has indirect hashgacha. There is a sar above them, even the sar of the Yam, right? There's another sar. Except the Ramban explains Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael does not have a sar. Eini Hashem Elokech Haba. The eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are on Eretz Yisrael. Meveshes Hashana Arach Roshana, and therefore there is no sar related to Eretz Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bechvodo Uva'atzmo. So again, anytime you have one of these gemaras about sar, it fits into that Ramban that there are certain forces that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. Obviously, Chas V'Shalom, not to worship. Right, that's Avodah Zarah, which start worshiping the servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it is just to create a line of Hashkacha with a message for us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is uniquely connected to Eretz Yisrael. So that's the Gemara, that's the Ramban in Parshas Achremos, which we've mentioned in the past. Va'amar Rav, let's continue though now. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav. Yardin Yotze Mima'aras Pamayas. There is a Yardin that goes out of the Pamyas, which we might say is the Banyas, right, up north. Tanina mihachi yardin yotze mimaris pamyas umahalech biyamashal sivchi ubiyamashal tverya. The banyas, the cave of banyas, it goes into the sivchi yam and into the yam of tverya, otherwise known as the kineret. Umizgalgel viyored liyam hagadol. And it goes all the way down, somehow it circles back and connects to the Mediterranean. Right, it goes from the Banyas to the Kinneret, and it goes all the way down right by the Yarden, and goes back to the Yamagadol. That's why this is here. And it goes all the way down, and it enters into the mouth of the Livyasan. The Rabin Bachai and Bereshis talks about these Gemaras on a Kabbalistic level, but he says, you know, you can't say the Livyasan is a very large fish, very large sea creature, and ultimately he's He's somewhere in the water. Kadosh Baruch Hu, all the waters flow towards that spot. So it means it's a magia lepiv, lepiv shel lev yasa. But also there's a lot of deeper messages we're going to talk about today, the lev yasa being the suda for the tzaddikim lasalavo, in a place where there's no eating and drinking, so lev yasa might mean spiritual edification. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, how do you know these waters go to his mouth? Yivtach ki yagiach yardein lpu. He will have bitachon because it flows into his mouth. So Maskal Varma Bar Ula Haibib Behemos Bahari Alokziv. What do you mean? That Pasuk in Eo is talking about the Behemos that we spoke about yesterday. Different types of, we have the Levyasan and we have the Behemos, both very large creatures. So that Pasuk is talking about the Behemos. So Ela Amar Rava Bar Ula Amos say Behemos Bahari Elef Betuchos. No, this is how you read the Pasuk. When are the Behemos on the large mountains? When are they sure of themselves? When are they Batuach? Bisman shemagiach yardein bepiv shel Levyasan. When the Levyasan is still drinking the rivers, that's when they are sure of themselves. Right, Rash, the second to last Rashbam. Shelo yamusu kol shah sheyagiach yardein bepiv shel Levyasan. When are they confident that they're not going to die that moment? When the Levyasan is still drinking the yardein. To kol zman shehu chai betuchen hein kamochein. As long as they're alive, they think they're alive as well. So he asked the Marsha, what is this? This is just, they're two big creatures. So they say, oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has still keeping that guy alive, so too us. Says the Marsha, no, it's deeper. Marsha explains. A couple of Marshas today. As we mentioned, whenever you have an Agadata, the big four, you got to look at the Marsha, the Ein Yaakov, the Maharal, and the Ben Yoyada. Those four. So Ben Yoyada, as I mentioned, is somewhat Kabbalistic on these dafin. The Marsha is always there for the taking. Says the Marsha here, V'yesh lishol, lama tala bitchono b'chayos halav yasan, v'lama hein muftachin b'r'osa b'chayos halav yasan, t'femi b'chiyusan. Right, what's the chiddush? Why does he look at the Levyasan? V'yesh lefarish, no, because the Midrashim talk about that in La'asa Lava, when Mashiach comes, there's going to be a big fight between the Levyasan and the Behemoth. There's going to be a big fight between them. So he says, hey, if the Levyasan's still around, I guess it's not time yet. Right? Ki la'asi la'levyasan ve'behemos bahari alef yilchamu zebazeh. V'yaharog zebazeh. In the fight, they're going to kill each other. Sha'behemos yinokhu oso b'karnav. The behemos is going to kill the levyasan with its horns. V'yamisu oso b'znavo. And the other way is going to be with its tail. V'hu yishchot oso b'snapirav. V'yazeh amar hachash ramaz akasov. And that's the message here. Because they know they're going to team up in the future. So if one is still around, the other one is still around as well. Somebody asked yesterday, is the levyasan a kosher fish? Right, kosher fish. So yeah, it seems like the Mefarshim explained that it does have fins and scales. We're going to see the they're going to be eating it in the La'asa Lava. Assuming there are mitzvahs La'asa Lava, we'll talk about that in a second. That's an interesting case. Well, we assume that there will be mitzvahs at least some point La'asa Lava. I mean, there are different stages. The Rambam says we're not supposed to focus on this. That's why we try not to get into it. But the Rambam first describes in Hilchos Malachim, he describes what the stages are going to be. What's Yemos HaMashiach? What's Olam Haba? What's Chiyas HaMesim? All the stages. Then he says, but don't focus on this. Meaning, learn all the other chapters of Hilchos Mishnah Torah. If you finish all of that, then you go look at this last chapter. Okay, so we got our work cut out for us. So we got a lot of chapters to work on in the Mishnah Torah. Okay, says the Gemara continuing. Kiyasa Rav Dimi Amar Rav Yochanan. When Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he quoted Rav Yochanan from the Mar Da'asra of Eretz Yisrael. My Dechsevet, he says, Kihu al Yamim Yisadav al-Nar Zichoneha. The Pasuk in Tehillim, David Malak describes Eretz Yisrael, that Hashem fashioned it with Yamim, with rivers, with seas, and also with rivers. Elu Shiva Yamim Va'arba Naharos Shemakifin Eretz Yisrael. These refer to the seven rivers and the seven seas and the four rivers that are Makif Eretz Yisrael. Elu, hein, what are these seven? Ve'elu hein Shiva Yamim, Yamashel Tveria, so let's start from up top north, right, northeast. Yamashel Tveria, the Kinneret, Yamashel Stome, that's going down, right, Yamashel Stome, that could be the Dead Sea, Yamashel Chelas, some say sometimes Aleph and Ches switch, so it could be Elas, Yamashel Chilsa, we don't know what these are, Yamashel Sivchi, Yamas Pamya, Yamagadol, and the Mediterranean. Ve'elu in Arba Naharos, Yardain, V'Yarmuch, V'Kirumion, Ufiga. Right, other Naharos. Says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Right, we know generally we can figure out various borders of Eretz Yisrael to the east, to the west, and to the north. The south is the most difficult to pin down. What exactly is the border in the south? How far into the Negev is the southern border? Does it even go all the way down to? Would it go to Eilat? Is Eilat considered Eretz Yisrael? Do you halacha l'maisa? Forget Trumas and Maisos. Do you duchen in Eretz Yisrael? What about 2 days Yantif? What about 2 days Yantif in Eilat? So Rav Chaim Kanievsky writes, as here in the Maoris Hadaf, that he says based on this Gemara that he says makifin. Makifin means surrounds. That's how we would have translated. You do hakafis. So these rivers that are described as makifin as Eretz Yisrael. So if you try to figure out the ones that we do know of. And there must have been rivers in the olden days that aren't here anymore, that are all dried up. Now, certain Nachlos, so he assumes that it goes down the east side of Eretz Yisrael, but it must connect somehow to the Mediterranean, right? Because that's what's described here, the Yama Gadol that we know is the Mediterranean. So, he quotes that the brook of the Nachal Mitzrayim mentioned in Bamidbar is our southwest border, Wadi al-Arish. Which flows from the central Negev to the Mediterranean. Slightly north of its headwaters, this is a translation into English, starts Nachal Tzin, flowing eastward from Mount Ramon, and eventually drying out in the plains of stone close to the Dead Sea. We assume then that Wadi al-Arish and Nachal Tzin are the rivers surrounding Eretz Yisrael in the south, and Yeruchim, north of that line, would be within Eretz Yisrael, while Mitzpeh Ramon, to the south, would not be part of Eretz Yisrael. So the middle of the Negev, basically going down, would not be Eretz Yisrael specifically. And Rav Kanievsky and Rav Eliashiv agree that though this assumption is strongly supported by the sources in the Talmud and the Rishonim, the exact southern border cannot be determined until Mashiach's arrival. So we really don't know. But that is why many, Rav Sternbach writes in his Haggadah, that if you're in Eilat for Yantif, you got to keep 2 days. Eilat is not the place to go for a Ben Eretz Yisrael for Yantif. Because there's real, many, many posts can talk about Sfeikus, exactly where the border is. But Chaim Kanievsky assumes that this Gemara can shed some light on it going right through the Negev. Remember, Har Sinai, wherever Har Sinai is not in Eretz Yisrael. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu was not allowed in. So wherever Har Sinai is, as we saw yesterday, they figure out where Har Sinai was with a scorpion going around it. Wherever that is, that's not in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, either way, it's a good question. How far did Rav Shlomo Zalman ever go down south? Because he never left Eretz Yisrael. So I don't know exactly what he held, but he never left. So gotta look at the history books. Okay, last line. Ki yaseh Rav Dimi amar Rav Yonasan. When Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he told us in the name of Rav Yonasan, Asid Gavriel Lasos Kenigya Im Lev Yasan. Rav Yonasan says that Gavriel, the Malach Gavriel, is going to do a kenigya. What does that mean? He's going to catch it. Right? Rashbam says, Seydes chayos, but catches a baromach. He's going to catch it with his bow and arrow. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, by Eov, Hashem is talking to Eov. You think you're so great? Hatim shoch lev yasan b'chaka. Could you catch a lev yasan with a trap? Ubechevel tashkiel l'shono. You think that's possible to do? It's impossible. Right, a chaka is a type of a trap. You look in the Vilna Gaon, I think we mentioned a long time ago, Parshas Balak, he talks about the two types of traps, the chaka and the resen. The omale HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ozro, and if Hashem wouldn't even help Gavriel, in yacholo, he wouldn't be able to do it. Shenemar ha-oso yagish harbo. His creator, Hashem, could bring close his sword. Hashem even helps out Gavriel. When the Leviathan is hungry, what does he do? He breathes, and the hevel comes out of its mouth, and it boils up. It warms all the waters of the depths. Shenemar yartiach kesir mitzula, v'ilmale machnas rosha l'gan Eden. And if he wouldn't put his head into Gan Eden, into the beautiful aromas of Gan Eden, and kobir yochol olamo berecho, his breath would be so terrible and so odorous that we wouldn't be able to survive. So Baruch Hashem, it mixes in with the reach tov of Gan Eden, which was smelled a few times in our history, like Yitzchak Avinu by the brachas. So that is how we survive. Shneimar yam yasim kamer kacha. Right, the yam, it's put with like a merkacha, it's a mixer of spices. Ubishashet sameh, and when he is thirsty, oset slamim tlamim bayam. He makes furrows in the sea. Shneemar, as he goes into the sea to take a drink, so his whole body makes a furrow in the sea. Shneemar, you look at the bottom of the ocean. You see furrows. You see furrows. That's the little yasam. Shadamar acharav, your nativ. After him, the nativ, the line, will be lit up. Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov, ain't tahom chozer le'etano ad shivim shana. And after he takes a drink, the tahom, the depth doesn't go back to what it was for 70 years. 70 years it takes. Shneemar yachshov tahom le'seva. He goes to seva. The ain't seva v'alchus b'shivim. Right, ben shivim le'seva. And seva is only after 70 years. So once every 70 years, he comes and takes a drink. Says the Marsha, what's the significance of once of every 70 years? So 70 is always a unit. 70 is a lifespan. But says the Marsha, again, once every 70 years, what is this to tell me? To teach me, lahafli habriya. To tell me the amazing aspects of Briyas Hashem, ma rabu masach Hashem. Ki kol shenosef shel adam, einon ela ayin shnin. Person lives 70 years, David HaMelech says. V'halav yasan b'shtia achas, hu oser roshem bayam, kishir azeh. The Leviathan takes one drink, and he makes that rosha for 70 years. V'yafal pikein lo nivra rak bishvil ha'adam. And yet we know all creations were created for man. So this creation that's only takes a drink once every 70 years, and even though man only lives for 70 years, still we know and we believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Leviathan for man. Continuing. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Asad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lasa Su'uda Letzadikim, Ibsaro Shalav Yasan. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the future will make a Suda with the meat of the Livyasan for the Tzadikim. Shnemar Yichru Olav Chabarim, as it says, Yichru, the Chabarim will be Yichru. What does that mean? So we darshan each word. Ve'inkara Ela Su'uda, Su'ud Yichru means they'll eat. Shnemar Vayichra Lohem Ke Rogad Olam, as it says, Mlachim, it'll be a big meal, Vayichru Vayishu, they'll eat. Fein chabarim el tamidei chachamim, and tamidei chachamim are alluded to by chabarim. Shneimar hayoshev es baganim chaverim makshivim lekolecha. Listen to your voice, hashmiini. So let me listen to it. Vehashar mechalkin oso, and the rest of it that they don't eat. He'll take it. He'll just put it into the Yerushalayim marketplaces. He will split it up amongst the Kanaanim. And that means the merchants. In the Kanaanim, they will have their hands with the scales of Mirma, which a merchant sometimes could fake. And he loves to oppress. But that's how you know the word Kanaan. Kanaan in the pasuk could mean merchant. A different pasuk mehacha. Asher socharei hasarim kananeha nechbadei aretz. So again, you see the word socharim, merchant, in the same pasuk as Kanaanim. We'll stop there for a minute. So we're talking about a future meal that is going to take place. The Maharal writes here in the Chiddush Agados that what kind of meal is this? Shirak Talmidei Chachamim Yishtatfu B'Su'udas HaLav Yasam L'Asir Lavo. Only Talmidei Chachamim will be there. What is it? Also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give it to Talmidei Chachamim. Why? Because they're the only ones that are going to be invited to the meal. Why? Mepnei Sheshar B'Dei Adam Einam Yicholim L'Shtatif Bo. People who are not into spirituality will not be able to take part. Kivon She'ein Zu Su'da Gashmis. Ela Hashlama Ruchanis. Commotion is bar. This isn't a physical meal that's going to take place. So it's going to be a ruchnius meal. So who's going to be invited to the ruchnius meal? Only people interested in that. Umeyachar shebala suda huakadosh baruch hu. Who's the Baal HaBayis? Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be the Baal HaBayis. He's going to be at the head of the table. So he's only inviting people who he wants to have at the meal. Ein yuchon leishtati besudaso el mishiyish lo shaychus elav. Only people who have a shaychus to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kishem shebechol suda. Mishtatve mishu shaych leerko shebala suda. So that's what we're talking about. It's a suda of the Talmidei Chachamim. Who's going to bench at that meal? Who's going to be the mezamein? The brother, right? The Gemara in Bracha says that the Baal HaBayis is botzeya, but the oreach is mevarech. So somebody asks, who has to bench? So maybe that's the Gemara in Pesachim. Pesachim Kuf Yutes. We had this way back. What does the Gemara there say? Also, the Kadosh Baruch Hu l'asos suda l'tzadikim b'yom sheyigamel chazdo l'zaro shel Yitzchak. When there's Gemilas Chesed of the Zarosh Yitzchak, which could be when Mashiach comes, we're going to have a Suda, right? The Gemara doesn't parallel to each other, meaning it's two different Gemaras, but maybe it's talking about the same meal. So the Gemara there says, remember, Lachar Sha'oklim V'Shosin, Nostin Lo L'Avram Avinu, Koshal Bracha, Levarech, they tell Avram, right, the first Jew, Avram, please be Mezamin, V'Omer Lohen, Eini Mevarech, She'yatsu Mimeni Yishmael, I'm not perfect. Look who came out of me, Yishmael. Omer lo Yitzchak tolu brech. Omer lahen, ini mevarech, she has many Esav. I had an Esav. Omer lo Yaakov. Okay, Yaakov Avinu, Talu Brich. Omer Lahem, Eini Mevarech, Shenasasi Shtei Achdios B'chayehen. I married two sisters, something the Torah was going to later Aser. I can't bench. Right, fascinating. This relates to the Gemara, the big sugya of mayor of was keeping the Torah before it was given. So Shasi the Torah, also don't lie. The Torah is going to answer it. Amar la Moshe, Tolu Brech. Moshe, aren't you perfect? Aren't you perfect in my eyes, Hashem? So you bench. Amar lahem, Eini Mevarech, Shelo Zachisi Likanis L'Eretz Yisrael. Lo Bechayi V'lo B'Mosi. I never made it in. I'm not even buried there. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, so I have that pagam on me. Omer lo Yeshua, Tolu Brech. Yeshua, not too many people left. Yeshua, going down in history. Could you bench? Omer lohen Eini Mevarech Shelo Zachisi Leben. I didn't have a son. Dechzir, the Pasuk says in Divrei Hayamim, Yeshua bin Nun, Nun bin No, Yeshua bin No. Right, that's it. And that's the Pasuk ends. Yeshua didn't have any sons. Omer lo David, Tolu Brech. David, how about you? He says, fine. Omer lahen anim an avarech v'li noel avarech shneamar kos Yeshua osesa uveshem Hashem ekra. Right, he quotes his own pasuk in Tehillim, but that's David HaMelech. So David HaMelech is the one that's going to be mezamin. That's to know at the suda of Mashiach. Listen more to the tape of Pesachim Kuf Yates. More about that Gemara. Okay, but that's the Gemara. That's the suda. Maybe the same suda. The suda shall live yasan. Says the Gemara now. Yamar Rabba Amar Yochanan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make a sukkah for the tzaddikim from the skin of the Levyasan. Shneamar hasimalei besukos aro. Right? Will the sukkahs be able to be filled with his skin? Zach osin lo sukkah. That's the highest level. He'll use it for a sukkah. Lo zacha osin lo tziltzal. And if not, he'll make us a tziltzal, which Rashbam explains is a roof that gives shade, tzel, but without walls. Shneamar ubitzilzel dagim rosho zocha osen lo tzilzel. That's fine if he's zocha. Lo zocha, if we're not zocha, osen lo anak. He'll give us a necklace. He'll make a necklace with the skin. Shneamar va'anakin l'gagar osecha zocha osen lo anak. Lo zocha osen lo kamiya. If we don't have a whole necklace, we'll just have a little amulet that we could wear. Shneamar v'tik shirenu l'na'aro secha v'hashar, and the rest parso gadosh bracha chomos Yerushalayim. Hashem will spread out across the walls of Yerushalayim. V'zivo mavhik misofo olam atzofo. Its shine will shine up the entire world. Shneamar v'alchu goyim la'orech u'malachim l'noga zarchech. And everybody will see the shining. The Marsha here explains the four different levels. You can look at it. He works it out. Are four kavanas of somebody who is osik b'mitzvah. If somebody is learning Torah doing a mitzvah. First is osik l'mishvah, osik l'shma. That's the highest level, says the Marsha. Somebody does the mitzvah stam l'shma to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yesh binyan limud vasiyas mitzvah dalad milus. Yesh ose l'shma. V'yesh ose shelo l'shma rak l'shem gmul meito yisbarach. Right, amanas l'kabal pras. That's also a high level, but it's not the highest level to get a pras from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the second level. V'yesh, the third level, is shelo l'shma rak gmul me adam. The third level is that I don't care about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, that's not my focus totally. That's too spiritual for me. But I'm doing a mitzvah so that people, I can get paid for it. People could be very proud of me. I can make a name for myself. And the fourth level down, V'yesha Ose, Kedei Shihe Nikra Ra V'chashuv U'Kedei L'Kanter. I'm learning in order to use it for negative purposes. Right, that's the lowest level. But four levels of an osei mitzvah, so says that they're all learning, they're all doing mitzvahs, but the Marsha works out that these are the four levels here. If you get a sukkah, if you get a tzel, if you get a necklace, or if you get an amulet. Okay, but first there is a halachic discussion for a minute. Amazing. The Ramah quotes a minog. Which Ramah are we going to do? The Ramah in Hilchos Sukkah. The Ramah writes in Tafri Samach Zayin, Yeshe Nagu, Kishahayu Yotzim min HaSukkah, Hayu Omrim, Yehi Ratzon She Nizkel Eshev, B'Sukkah Shel of Yasan. Anybody ever say goodbye to their Sukkah? There's like a little Yehirasan to say. We talk about the Sukkah of Yasan. It comes from this Ramah. The Ramah says when we leave the Sukkah, where we say, there's a minhag to say this. That next year, L'shan Abba, doesn't say L'shan Abba. I just added that in. You'll see. It says when you leave the Sukkah, Yehi Ratzon, that we should be Zochah to sit in the Sukkah of Yasan. The Bikur Yaakov, Aruch Laner, in his commentary on that Ramah. Kein agirsa bekolbo, avo bekola sidurim kasav, nizke l'shana haba'a, leishev besukas orishal of Yasan. Says the Bikur Yaakov, it's a girsa mutes. It is a mistaken gersa. Why? Because even though in Baba Basra Daf Ayin Hey it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make a sukkah with an Ardol of Yasan, that can't be talking about a sukkah mitzvah, says the Aruch HaNer, because Ardol of Yasan can't be used for schach. Can't be used for schach. It's not mechuba lekar. It didn't grow from the ground. Right? It's not makabel tuma. It just says sukkah. That's all it says in the Gemara. So he says, "Lo b'sukkah shal mitzvah kamar de or afilu or adag she'ena makabel tuma pasul eschach b'nei she'eno gidulei karka umasha omrim l'shana haba mashba ke'es chaya b'sukkah b'sukkis nizka leshi b'sukkah arshel of yasan v'ze'eno because it's pasul eschach." So I think the correct gerus is what the Rama himself says. Don't say l'shana haba, which would give the impression that it's specifically sukkis. You want it to say sukkah tomorrow. Torn on the Shana Ba tomorrow. Well, I need to die to a girsa iker shalom on the Shana Ba, and a stam kamash kaz of Rama. Oh, shalom lomar al kapanim besukas or. The bezei yish la farish she nitanu besukka ksherim yisu the shalom yasa. Okay, that's the fascinating, important discussion. Tafre Samach Zion. Rama Bikur Yaakov, about the girsa that many of us say of Lashana Haba, he says that gives off the misimpression that we're talking about a sukkah shal mitzvah, which is, I think, generally what we think about, but really it is the spiritual sukkah, and it is used, but it's not a sukkah shal mitzvah. Yeah.
It says, likewise, maybe it could be
the walls. It's the walls. It's only the walls and not the schach. What's the language of the earlier, though? The language of earlier is laso sukkah letzadikim. You know, the ikkar part of the sukkah is the schach. You're going to put it over the wall, but the ikkar sukkah is the schach, hence the name. Okay, two dots. The santi kad kod shim shosayich. I will use kad kod stone for your shim shosayich, for your walls. This is talking about now Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael in the future. Amar from Adachmeini Pligi Chei Malachi Berakia. There was a machlokes between the angels, Gavriel and Michael. The Amrila Trei Amaroi, or the machlokes between two of the Amaroi. B'Ma'arav in Bavel, Maninhu Yehuda v'Chizkiyo b'nei Rebbe Chia. Right, Yehuda and Chizkiyah, the sons of Rebbe Chia. Either the angels had a machlokes or they had a machlokes. Chad Amar Shoham v'Chad Amar Yashvei. What kind of stone is Kadkod? It's either Shoham or Yashvei. The Marshal explains how the Shoham and Yashvei are on the bottom row of the Choshen, symbolizing Yosef and Binyamin, and when the Geula comes, Mashiach and Yosef will come and get us back to the Beis HaMikdash, which is in the Chelek of Binyamin. So those are the two stones. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Levi Kedeinu Kedein, you're both right. It's fine, you could both be right. Who are these Yehuda and Chizkiyah? I'm going to remember the sons of Reb Chiya. So we've had them in the past. The Gemara Nida on Daf Chav Zayin says that they were twins, but they were born 3 months apart. That's what the Gemara says. So is that possible? So I was doing a little research last night, so I was asking my wife, but the fertilization days apart from each other, that's somewhat common in twins. So but I saw this, I found this on the web. That it is also, can a set of twins be born a month or two apart? I'm working on a family tree and it appears that one of my ancestors delivered a child a month before having another. Have the whole discussion. And the answer given here, they quote research that yes, it is possible. Delayed interval, it happens. Well, maybe not all the time, but often enough that medical science has invented terms for it. Delayed internal delivery. Sometimes delayed twins. What's remarkable isn't when the first twin dies and the delayed one survives. Exceptional. Once in a while, however, both infants survive. For decades, the world record was held by two healthy children born 56 days apart in the early 1950s. So there is out there. Could be that one of the babies was sick. So sometimes the baby came out early, it wasn't time, and the doctors tried to keep the other one still maturing in the mother. But either way, there is cases out there of such a thing occurring. Anyway, so that's Chizkiyah and Rebbe. And Yehuda. Weiter. Usharech la'avni ektach, and your gates are made of stones of ektach. Ki hadi asa Rebbe Yochanan, the Kadaris, the story I mentioned last night in the Parsha Shir. Rebbe Yochanan was giving a drasha. Also, the Kadaris Baruch Hu, Yavanim Tovus, and Margolios, Hashem is in the future is going to bring beautiful stones and pearls. Shem Shloshim Shloshim, which are 30 by 30, very large stones. V'chokik Bahan Eser Sh'al Estrim, and he will engrave out of that 10 by 20 to be used for the gates of Yerushalayim. Umamita Meshari Yerushalayim, Ligleg Lavoso Talmud, a certain student made fun of him. Hashta Kabiasa, Ditzilua lo mashkechinan kulei hay mashkechinan. We can't find stones that are kibiyas a basula like the an egg of a small dove, right? A very small one we can't find. So such huge stones we're going to be able to find. Liyamim. Later, his boat, this student was on a boat. The Ritva says that this is a vision. He was on a boat. He saw that Malachim were chiseling out huge stones, and they were engraving exactly the measurements. Amalu, Hani Laman, what are these for? Amrule, Sha'asta Kadosh Baruch Hu Lahamidon, Bishara Yerushalayim. These are going to be used. Also, the Kamei Rabbi Yochanan, he goes back to his Rebbe. Amar le Drosh Rebbe, lechana el Drosh. Kasher Amarta, Kain Reisi. Keep giving shiur. I saw exactly what you said. Now I believe. Amar lo Reka. Rabbi Yochanan says, empty one. You believe because you saw. Imale Reisa lo Hamanta. If you didn't see, you wouldn't believe. Milagle la Derech Hachamata. You do not. You mock the rabbis. Nasan Eina Bova Nasa Gashalat Samas. He stared at him, and there was no ruchnius in him, so he just became a pile of bones. We mentioned in the past the thought of the one-liner of Yisrael Salanter. We say at the end of davening, every day in Eretz Yisrael, on Shabbos and Chutz La'aretz, Ein Kelokeinu. So if Yisrael Salanter says, shouldn't you ask the question first, Mi Kelokeinu? And then, who's like our God? Ein Kelokeinu. First you should ask the question, then you should give the answer. Why? What's out of order? So Yisrael Salanter says, no, even when we question and we try to deepen our emunah, and we say Mikel Okeinu, the starting point has to be Enkel Okeinu. The starting point is Emuna even without answers to the questions. Enkel Okeinu, period. After we have that base, that solid ground, then we could start questioning to delve deeper and understanding more. Not because if we don't get an answer, we're not going to believe. Like this Talmud, he had to see before he believed. No, Enkel Okeinu, then Mikel Okeinu. So Gadol, whenever we have questions about Emuna to deepen our faith. Meisvei, and also so one of the farshim say maybe he didn't kill him, maybe Galshal Avanim. It's just that a Russia, the Gemara Bracha says, is called Meis even Bechayav. So it didn't have to be a Galshal Avanim. Just means that's who he was. Meisvei, is it really true that these were the measurements of the gates of Yerushalayim? V'olechas kamamiyos. Kadosh Baruch Hu promises in the end of the Tochacha, or in the end of Bechukosai by the Tochacha, that I will bring you to Eretz Yisrael standing upright. Kamamiyos. But Rabbi Meir Omer Masayim Ama Kishtei Komo Shel Adam Arishon. How tall? How high is he going to bring us? Right, Matayim, 200 amas, like the height of Adam. Why? Because Adam Arishon was half that. His height was 100 amas, as the Gemara says in Chagiga. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mea Ama Keneged the Heichal Vakasla. No, it means 100 amas high. Keneged the Heichal and the walls of the Heichal. Shneimar Asher Banenu Kinetiim Gudolim Benu Rehem Benosenu Kizavios Mechutavos Tavnes Heichal. Right, so you see the Heichal and the walls of the Heichal surrounding were 100 amos. So they were 100 amos high. So how can we say that the walls of Yerushalayim were 20? As I said before, that you could chisel out, take these 30 by 30 amos, and you could chisel out 20. So, Kikam, Rabbi Yochanan, Lekavi de Bezika. You're right, it wasn't the gates and the walls themselves, it's just talking about windows. Windows in the walls, that's what they were chiseling out. So it could be smaller, it was just for air. V'yamar Abba Rabbi Yochanan, Asad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lassos Sheva Chuppis L'chol Tzadik V'Tzadik. Hashem is going to make 7 chuppis for every tzadik, right? Different levels of protection. Shenemar, Bar Hashem HaKol Machon, Har Tzion, Mal Mikra Eha, Anan, and on the ones who call him, Mikra Eha, Anan, Yomam, Ba'ashem, Enoga Eish, Le'ava, Laila, Ki HaKol Kavod Chuppa. So there's 7 Lashonos in there. Period. Ashan v'chubba lama. Why is there smoke there? What is the smoke's purpose? Amar v'chanino. Shekomi she'enav tsaros v'tabidi chachamim b'olam hazeh. Mismalos enav ashan olam haba. If anybody doesn't have the proper respect for Talmidei Chachamim in Olam Hazeh, his eyes will be filled with smoke in Olam Haba. He won't have the direct vision of the spiritual. The Eish B'chub Alama, what's the reason for the fire? Amar B'chanina Malamit Shekolech Adecha Nichve B'chupato Shal Chaveiro. Each Talmud Chacham will be burned by the chuppah of their friend. Oila Lousa Busha, Oila Lousa Chliba. And they'll say, whoa, I'm so embarrassed, I'm so upset. Because each will look at and see what they could have done. Even if they're a Talmud Chacham, they have to try to achieve their potential. And unless we achieve our potential, we'll say, oy vai, look what I could have accomplished. That phrase is also said by the following. V'nasatami hotcha alav yalo kol hotcha. Moshe, Hashem commands Moshe Rabbeinu to give some of his glory to Yeshua ben Nun, right, from his glory. Zekeinim she'obosu adar amru, and the Zekeinim of that generation said, p'nei Moshe k'p'nei Chama, famous, p'nei Yeshua k'p'nei Lavana. Moshe is like the sun, Yeshua is like the moon, Yeshua reflects off of Moshe. Ayla lo'osa busha, ayla lo'osa chlima. You see, even in Moshe to Yeshua, we go down a notch. I mentioned in one of the Masorah Shirim that we've given about Masorah, the thought of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, beautiful thought in Parshas Baal Oscha, where the Gemara says, of course the Gemara in Temura says that Yeshua ben Nun, when at Moshe's deathbed, Moshe says, you have any sveikas to ask me, any other questions before I die? Yeshua says, I didn't leave your tent. I never left for all the years. I have no sveikas. And at that second, immediately, he forgot 300 halachas and 700 sveikas came to his mind. And when Israel were about to kill him, Hashem says, no, etc. They don't kill him, Hashem protects him. What's the conversation here? If Yeshua was true, he wasn't a Baal Gaiva. He said he never left the tent. So what do you mean? There were no sveikas he had. He had no questions. So he said, I know exactly, I have no more questions for you. Says Rabbi Yaakov, Yeshua knew everything from Moshe Rabbeinu, but there's one idea that he didn't learn, and that he didn't realize. And that's the Gemara in Shabbos. Im harishonim b'nei malachim, anu b'nei anashim. Vim rishonim b'nei anashim, anu kachamorim. The concept of every door is a chasima, is a certain tkufa with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the next generation is someone more distant. There's the tkufa of Moshe Kibbol Torah Misinai. The next generation is Masorah Yeshua. Then Yeshua the Zakenim. The concept of niskanu hadoros in a certain way, that's what Yeshua ben Nun didn't understand. And that's why B'dafka, Kadosh Baruch Hu, had to make Yeshua forget halachos at that moment so that he realizes this separation. And that's from the Tanaim to the Amoraim, that's from the Amoraim to the Gaonim, and that's what he quotes. Ki kibbutz halachos, the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch, says Rabbi Yaakov, very important Rabbi Yaakov there, kibbutz halachos mora al sof ha-tkufa. Lachain, Gemara tkufas Moshe, hi im chasimas ha-chumish. Tkufas Yeshua, nigmaris im zeber Yeshua. Tkuzakenim, shema shoftim, nigmaris im zeber shoftim. Every sefer, because of Shmuel, sefer zelavad, lochibrim sefer Shmuel. Why did Shmuel put shoftim separately? If he wrote both, because that's the tkufas ha-neviim. You have the zakenim, you have the neviim. And it continues, and Yeshua needed to learn that. So even Yeshua was going down, and that's what this Gemara says. Oilo usabusha, oilo usachlim. Amr of Chama Bar Chanina, Esar Chubas Adam Gadosh Baruch Hu, Adam Arisha B'Gan Eden, Hashem made 10 Chubas for Adam in Gan Eden. Shenemar, Big Eden, Gan Elokim, Hayisa, Kol Evan Yikara, every beautiful stone was there. Vaiter, Bar Zutra Amar, Achas Esri 11, Shenemar, Kol Evan Yikara, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, V'Garu Hashem B'Kulon Zahav, and the least valuable one was gold. The Kachash of Leil Basov, because that's mentioned last. My Sadhu Gemara says, what's the next pasuk? Melechas Tupecha Unukavecha Baach. Hashem here is talking to Chiram, the king of Tsur. You think he's so great? Well, you think you're Adam and Gan Eden with all these valuables? So Hashem is continuing talking that the melacha of the tupim and the nekavim, the holes and the orifices of a person are Bach, are about you. What does that mean? Amar Rav Yudah Marav. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'chira Melech Tzur. Bechonis takalti ubarasi nekavim nekavim ba'adam. I saw you, Chiram, meaning I saw all the Baal Gaivas in the world. And I said, you know what? I'm going to create man as having to need the bathroom. And therefore, you will realize that you're not so great. You'll realize that you're only human, and therefore, that will hold you in check. It's amazing. Musser, think about that, going to the bathroom, being physical, right? Paro wanted to hide it. He wanted to say he was a god, right? But that's the point. When we go to the bathroom, it's because Dafka, our humanity, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to realize that. V'ikad Amre, Halchik Amar Bach. Or he said to Chirim this, Nistakalti v'kanasi misal adam harishon. Because of you, I see there are so many Rishayim in the world. There's going to be wicked people. I cannot have them live forever. So I was konis misal adam harishon. Right? How does that work with the psukim? Wasn't it an onish for the chait? So obviously there's more here. My va'al mikra eha. Getting back to the earlier pasuk, what does it mean, va'al mikra eha? Amar Abar Amar Yochanan. Lo ki Yerushalayim shalolam hazeh, Yerushalayim shalolam haba. Yerushalayim of this world and next world are different. Yerushalayim shalom mazek, ala rosa lala zola. Yerushalayim today, if you go there, Yerushalayim won't spit you out. Yerushalayim is open for all. Shalom haba, in olon ela hamizumanin la. You gotta be invited. Gotta be invited by the future Yerushalayim. Amar Abba, like the Suda that we said before, Talmid Chachamim. Amar Abba, Amar Yochanan, Vayter, Asin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Asin Tzadikim, Shikran HaShosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Tzadikim in the future will be called by the name of Hashem. The Marsha says, not Bishmo Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, people aren't God, Al Shmo, but you with him. Shenemar, Kol HaNikra Bishmi, Ulechvodi Barativ, Yisartiv, Af Asativ, right, pause the quote at the end of Perkei Avos. I created everything, Bishmi in my name and for me. Amar Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Yochanan, Gimel Nikra Shmo. There are three connected Shmo Shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu, three items that are connected to Hashem. Ve'elohein Tzadikim U'Mashiach Yerushalayim. Right, the ear of Hashem, Mashiach Hashem, and a tzaddik is an eved Hashem. Tzaddikim Ada Amran, Mashiach Dechsiv V'zeh Shmo Asher Yikaru Hashem Tzidkenu Yerushalayim Dechsiv Saviv Shmona Eser Elef V'Shem Ha'ir Miyom Hashem Shama Al Tikri Shama Ella Shma. Right, Yerushalayim, the spiritual connection of Yerushalayim. If you want more on that, I gave a shiur Yom Yerushalayim last year about Yerushalayim in Yerushalayim. So that's also on YU Torah. It's Yom Yerushalayim shiur that the Yerushalayim is the spiritual center of the Jewish people, and it's the Yir Hashem, right here. Amar Rav Lazar Asinik Tzadikim Sha'omer Lefneim Hakadosh Kederach Sha'omer Lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. In the future, the angels will call in front of the Tzadikim. Holy, holy, Kadosh, Kadosh, just like they call in front of Hashem now. Amazing. That sounds like from this Gemara that a man will be even higher. As we know, man is even closer, Bilam said, than the Malachim. Shneemar v'haya hanishar b'tzion v'hanosar b'yishalayim kadosh yomer lo. Those who remain, the tzaddikim, kadosh will be said about them. V'yomer Abba Amar Yochanan. Oh, so the Kadosh Baruch Hu lagbiyas Yishalayim gimel parsos l'mala. Yishalayim is going to be lifted way high up. Shneemar v'rama v'yashva tachteha. My tachteha, ki tachteha. It'll be lifted up the same height that it is like its present height. So it'll be lifted up three parsos. So we know, mimayit dahayit tachteh tzlasa parsi havi. How do we know that it is three parsos, so it will be lifted up another three parsos? Amar Abba Amar Li, Hahu Saba. Rabba says, an old man said to me, Rabba is from Bavel, L'didi chazi li Yerushalayim kamaisa. I saw Yerushalayim. Tzlasa parsi havi. I knew it. Meaning, hurray, somebody told me that they saw it. V'shem atomar yishar la'alos. Maybe you'll say that it'll be very difficult to get up there because it'll be so high. Right? Maybe I don't walk well, so I won't be able to get there. Tamalomar mi ela ka'av te'ufena. We'll fly up like a cloud. U'kionim el arubo seyam. Like a bird going into a window, it'll be easy to get there. Amrav papa shvamina ha'iva tzlasa parsi midzli. So you know, certain clouds are three parsos high because it says like a cloud flying. That's how we're going to get to Yerushalayim, which will be three parsos high. So that's how you know that. Amar Rabbi Chanina bar Papa, Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'asid Yerushalayim b'mida. Hashem's going to give Yerushalayim exactly measured out. Shneemar, or Yerushalayim in the future. Right? This is the Gemara that talks about it, Yerushalayim expanding. V'omer anata t'holech. Right? Zechariah says that he saw, he had a vision, and he said, where are you going? V'yomer Eli. And he said, the angel said to him, L'mod is Yerushalayim, l'ros kamer chava v'kam erka. I'm going to measure Jerusalem. Amru Malach Yisrael Lebnei Kadosh Baruch Hu Rabboni Shel Olam Hashem Harbi Krachim Barata Bolamecha. You created a lot of cities. Shalumos Haolam Falonas Adam Midas Erkan Midas Rachman. You didn't limit them by having a specific measure. Yerushalayim Sheshimcha Besocha Umigdashcha Besocha Vitzadikim Besocha Atanosin Bamida. You're going to measure out. So it could be, I wanted Hashem to do this in the first place, but Hashem now saw the yearning. So the yearning for Yerushalayim, miyad, vayomer elav, rutz, daber lana aloz lemar, perazos teshev, right, it should be open. Yerushalayim meirov adamu behema betocha, should be open. The Kuzari writes that Mashiach's only going to come when we want it bad enough. Yerushalayim's only going to be rebuilt when we want it bad enough. That could be the message of this Gemara. Why didn't Hashem do it earlier? He wanted to see if there was a cheshek, if there was a rutzin, right? When he saw there was a rutzin, what about Yerushalayim? That's when he expanded it. Amreish Lakesh Azakar Sprachal the Hosef Al Yerushalayim Elef Tfaf Ginaos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will expand Yerushalayim 1,000 gardens, 1,000 times the word Tafaf. Tafaf is Gamachia 169. So 169 times 1,000, that many gardens he's going to add to Yerushalayim. I tried to do my job yesterday. I planted 11 trees. Elef Kefel Migdalim. Right? And 1,000 times the word Kefel, towers. Elef Litzvi Bir Nayos. And this 1,000 times Litzvi castles. Elef Vishneni Shilo Tutferos. Tutferos are smaller castles. 1,002 times that. All these words the Mefarshim talk about al pi Kabbalah. The Kolachas va'achas havi kitzipori b'shalvasa. And each of those towers are like the size of Tzipori when Tzipori was b'sheket or b'shalva when it was prosperous. And how big was that? Tani Amar Biosi ani risi Tzipori b'shalvasa. I saw Tzipori v'hayu ba me'u shmonim elef shavakim shomochrei sike gedera. And I saw the shuk and it had 180,000 markets just of people who sold pots filled with porridge, filled with some kind of stew. So it was pretty big. V'hatzla'os tzela el tzela, and now we're talking about the rooms that were on the side of the Beis HaMikdash, shalosh u'shloshim pa'amim, 33 times. What does that mean? Yechezkel describing Bayis Shlishi, my shalosh v'shloshim pa'amim, amar bilevi, amar papi, mishum b'shur desichni. Two possible interpretations. Im gimel Yerushalayim hein kolachas va'achas yish ba shloshim medurin lamala. If Yerushalayim is three times the size, then it means that each one will be 30 stories high. Im shloshim Yerushalayim hein, if it's 30 times kolachas va'achas yish ba shloshim medurin lamala, it'll be three floors high. It'll be something related to 30 and 3. I saw in the Yam Simcha, he quotes in Parshas Korach that we know pasuk in Parshas Korach. Vayomer Hashem al Aaron, Hashem tells Aaron, Ba'artzam lo tinchal v'choluk ol yielucha besocham. Right, Aaron HaKohen, the Kohanim, the Levim, will not get a specific nachala in Eretz Yisrael. They won't, they're not going to get a nachala. Ask Rav Elchanan in the Kovet Shiurim later on, that the Rashbam later on, you can look at it, Kuf Chav Beizam and Aleph, the Rashbam later on says that lo'asin lavo, the Levim will get a nachala in Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Rashbam says later on. We'll get to it. Beth Hashem Adav, Kuf Chav Beis Amid Aleph. So ask Rav Elchanan, what do you mean? Mitzvahs aren't going to change in the future. So how can we say that Levi's going to get a chelek? There's an Isser. What does it say? Ba'artzam lo tinchal, v'cholot lo yil b'socham. So it's not going to change. So how can we say they're going to get a chelek? They're going to violate this Aveira. Ba'artzam lo tinchal, they cannot get an Aveira. So they cannot violate this. So the Yam Simcha says, maybe based on our Gemara. Because our Gemara says there's going to be a new Mitzias of Yerushalayim. It's going to be a different Yerushalayim. So it's not that the Aveira is not going to apply then, but that Aveira only applies to Olam Hazeh Yerushalayim. But in the future Yerushalayim, which is going to be expanded, Wasilabu Yerushalayim Eretz Yisrael Yu Bebchinas Panim Chadashos V'yu Gedolim Harbe Me Yerushalayim Eretz Yisrael L'Sha'avar V'yem Kein Yish Lomar Da'alav Shalot Timchal Koi Dafkal Eretz Yisrael Kodim B'yas HaMashiach V'lo'al Eretz HaChadasha She'as HaKadosh Baruch Hu Achar Kein. And therefore there's no problem. Lo Yis Batel V'lo'av won't be Batel. But it just won't be mitzias for it. Like today, is the mitzvah of karbanis that doesn't apply today? Of course it applies today. The mitzvah of rik karbanis. We just don't have the hechi timsuit to bring it. We don't have a beis hamikdash. We don't have a mizbeach. But the mitzvah is still in force. So too, the mitzvah then will be in force. Just the mitzias won't be there because Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael will be a new area. Okay, we will stop here by the two dots. And tomorrow, by the show, we get back to lumdis heavy. Heavy Kinyanim discussions. Kinyan Mashicha, Kinyan Agbah, Kinyan Masira. That all comes up right here, two dots, as we get back into Sugyas of Hamocher.